Good morning, this is Jess and Michelle with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In their cool news, Molly the Magpie is set to be reunited with carers and friend Peggy the Bull Terrier soon, with Queensland Premier Stephen Miles supporting their reunion by working with the Environmental Department for the carers to secure their proper licence. The Gold Coast dog and magpie captured the hearts of millions as their unlikely friendship blossomed on social media. The separation earlier this year due to animal regulations disheartened the fans and the couple that cared for Peggy and Molly. The couple argued that Molly was allowed to roam free and that allowing the reunion would be a common sense response, as the bird had already been habituated to its home with Peggy. Hundreds of thousands of petition signatures supported the case.
Major workplace safety concerns have been risen by workers on solar farms here in Queensland. Many backpackers take up temporary work in the field, with one citing a moment of being required to put up solar panels in 40-plus degree weather and 60-kilometer gust winds. Electrocution is another concern, with professional electrician Mr. Eisen commenting that he felt ignored as a safety officer and saw trade assistants doing work that should only be done by a qualified electrician. Between now and 2030, Australia's solar power industry will need hundreds of thousands of workers and an estimated 32,000 electricians to support a transition to renewable energy.
In national news, a private energy retailer could power a third of Sydney homes in 7 years with their proposed hydro project. SenEnergy's $4 billion proposal was signed by Water New South Wales and will build a reservoir above Lake Burragorang that has 1,000 megawatts of capacity. The signage by Water New South Wales is the first step in the proposal, as there are still multiple considerations and processes to undergo, such as lining the lake due to the coal washery history.
A discrimination ruling has found that a Hobart Art Museum discriminated against a man when he was refused entry into a women-only lounge. The complaint was made by Jason Lau to the Tasmanian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, when he was not let into the ladies' lounge, which is a private room with artwork and butlers. The tribunal contended that the area's artistic intent of addressing gender inequality did not constitute an exception to the Discrimination Act. Other single-sex spaces are permitted, this on the basis of equal opportunity, like women's gyms promoting safety.
In international news, a German museum worker lost his job after hanging his own artwork in the gallery in hopes of fulfilling an artistic breakthrough. He drilled two holes into an empty wall in an exhibition room outside opening hours, which police are investigating as damage to property. The man has been banned from the Pen Ac Artec de Moderne Museum, with the museum saying their employees must comply with security rules and not endanger cultural assets.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some wind throughout the day. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Not so fast. Still got a bit more news to come from the news readers. Few positive stories in there. What's going on? Isn't news meant to be all bad?
Oh yeah. Well, I guess a lot of news really tends to highlight bad news because people want to know more about that. Maybe subconsciously, those tend to be bigger things sometimes. But we shouldn't overlook progress because that's inspiring and can promote people to not lose hope. So that's my take on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like with the state of the world at the moment, it's definitely overshadowed by a lot of bad news, not to simplify it, like the genocide in Gaza and like...
Yeah, that's not so good.
No, definitely not so good. But I feel like in order to be cautious with our state of mind, we should also look to more progressive moments as well to keep some hope, as Michelle said.
Your journalism students and stuff?
Communications.
Yeah. What's with all the shit about car crashes? Why is car crashes on the news all the time? I mean, not your news, thankfully. No car crashes there. But like, why is that? Do they talk about that? Like, why the hell does everybody have to have a car crash on the news? I mean, car crashes are bad and feel sad and all that stuff. But like, you know.
Maybe it's just required to report on it in general. I guess it can remind people that this happens and to be careful with driving and, you know, to maybe pay tribute to any victims that were in the car crash.
Could be. I'm not having a go, by the way. I'm just... it's always...
No, it's
baffled
interesting.
Me.
No.
One last question, which you don't have to answer. The Tasmanian story you read, I think? Yes. I mean, you're an objective journalist that just reports the news. You have no opinions, but was that bullshit or what?
I mean, in my opinion, yeah, there are spaces that are reserved for some genders and some others, and as long as it's, you know, not particularly harmful, I don't think that should have been brought up, really. You know, equal opportunity, I think, as long as it doesn't go against that, which I don't think that this did, but, you know, that's just my personal opinion. But
yeah, not a lawyer, but anyway, thank you for all that.
Yeah, thank you.
Catch us again. Yeah. Maybe next week. We'll see. On with some music, I think, and maybe some more talk. You've been. This is Talking Zeds. That was Zedlines with added bonus insights. And this is some Neil Diamond. All right.